Praise Him to be the Lord of all.
真正的敬拜就是承认他是万有的主。
A real praise means that we admit that He is the Lord of all.
他是独一的真神。
That He is the only true God.
在路加福音第四章。
In Luke chapter 4,
我们看见主耶稣他受到魔鬼的试探。
We see that when Jesus was tempted by Satan,
魔鬼把他带到高山上。
So Satan took him to the high mountain,
将万国的荣华显在他的面前。
And showed him the glory of all the kingdoms.
魔鬼告诉主耶稣说，所有的权柄、荣耀，这些原本是属于我的。
And then Satan says that all this glory used to belong to me.
你只要拜我，这些都可以归给你。
But if you worship me, then I will give all this power to you.
我们一起来读一下路加福音第四章第八节。
Let's read Luke chapter 4 verse 8.
耶稣说，经上
记着，
当拜
我
主你的神，
当信奉他。
这是主耶稣对于魔鬼的回答。
And this is the answer that Jesus gave to Satan.
当拜主你的神。
You shall worship the Lord your God.
单要侍奉他。
And serve him only.
那这一节经节是从旧约生命记第六章十三节出来的。
Now this verse came from the Old Testament in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 13.
我们一起来读一下。
Together, let's read.
你要
求
神。
And you shall worship him and swear by his name.
是。主在引用的时候，他说：“当敬拜你的主。”
And when the Lord says it in His version, He said, "You shall worship the Lord."
生命记是讲到你要敬畏耶和华你的神。
And in the book of Deuteronomy, it says, "You shall fear only the Lord."
只有敬畏这位神。
And it is one who fears the Lord.
我们才能够进入一个真实的敬拜的里面。
Then you can come to true worship.
敬畏神是讲到我们怕有自己。
To fear and respect God is saying that we are afraid that we depend too much on ourselves.
我们怕得罪神。
We do not want to offend God.
这样的一个生命会让我们说有一个敬虔的生活，在最小的事情上让主来活出。
It is with this fear that we can live a life of godliness, that we will be careful on what we do.
敬虔的生活特别就是讲到一个向神的。是一个神的彰显。
A life of godliness means that we have to live life the Lord.
只有这样子才能够带我们进入真实的敬拜。
And it is only in this condition that we can have a true worship.
保证我们和弟兄姊妹一同分享敬畏、敬虔还有敬拜。
So this morning we're going to study how to fear, how to live a life of godliness, and how to worship.
敬畏，它的意思就是害怕。
To fear and respect means to first fear.
怕神。
To fear the Lord.
但是圣经里面讲到向神的敬畏跟我们天然人所认识的那个害怕是非常不一样的。
But then in the Bible, the meaning to be fear is very different in the earthly sense to be afraid.
从小有些人可能怕父母。
When someone was young, they may be afraid of their parents.
想尽办法去逃避。
They will think about many ways to avoid the parents.
有些人怕老师。
Someone may be afraid of the teachers.
有些人工作了怕老板。
And then you may be afraid of your boss.
老板不在就很轻松。
But when the boss is not there, you feel free.
但是我们要来认识一下到底圣经里面讲到怕神它的意思是什么。
But let's understand what it means to fear the Lord.
我们一起来读一下诗篇第二篇十一节和第十二节。
Let's read the book of Psalms chapter 2:11.
存当存畏惧侍奉耶和华，又当存战惊而快乐。当
你
们亲自恐怕他发怒，你们便在道中灭亡。因为他的怒气快要发作，凡投靠他的都是有福。好，我们看见他说当存畏惧侍奉耶和华。
He says worship the Lord with reverence.
当存战惊而快乐。
And rejoice with trembling.
但是下面所讲的跟我们一般天然人的惧怕是不一样的。
And then what came out of the word is very different to be afraid.
当以嘴亲子。
He says do homage to the son.
人害怕的时候是要远离那个你怕的对象。
That when someone is in wrath, you usually avoid that person.
但是真正的一个敬畏呢，向着神的敬畏，却是以嘴来亲子。
But then to have a true reverence means to do homage to the Son.
听起来对人来讲常是非常矛盾的。
Now if you think about it, it sounds conflicting.
但是我相信很多父母 管教孩子的时候有没有这样的一个经验？
But I believe that as a parent, you should have experienced
it. 你管教他的时候，他可能非常伤心，他也流泪。
That when a parent is disciplining his son, he may be crying.
但是管教完了，他说爸爸抱抱，妈妈抱抱。
But after the discipline, you want to hug your son to tell him that it's okay.
今天神要我们认识唯有他是真神。
And today God wants us to understand that He is the true God.
我们来到这位万王之王、万主之主的面前。
That when we come before this King of Kings and the Lord of Lords,
我们应当要敬畏他。
That we should be in reverence.
但是真实的敬畏，弟兄姊妹，我们是害怕我们自己。
But to be in true reverence means that you are in fear.
我们害怕得罪这位神。
That we are in fear that we may offend Him.
真实的敬畏会叫我们与神更加的亲密。
To have this true fear means that we want to be closer to Him.
有些神的儿女，他们认识到说，今天蒙恩得救，我们所站在一个何等恩典的地位。
And some of the children of God, they may understand the true positions that they now have after they believe in the Lord.
常常我们传福音的时候都会讲，你来到神的面前，不是照着你的行为。
That when we preach the gospel, we always say that when you come to the Lord, it is not what you have done.
神不是看你所做的好与坏，他来爱你，来接纳你。
God is not looking at what you have done to decide if He wants to love you or not.
所以我们都可以唱说，照我本相，无善足称。但是我们都可以来到神的面前。
So that's why we can always say that we can come as we are to the Lord.
他为我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
That now He has opened up a new path for us to walk on.
我们可以坦然无惧的进入至圣所。
That now we can come to Him boldly.Without fear, into His holy place.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们蒙恩的地位。
And brothers and sisters, understand that this is now our new position.
我们也承认我们永远站在这个恩典的地位上。
That now we have taken in our positions of grace.
因为没有一个人是完全靠着自己，完全到一个地步，我们能够来朝见神。
Because there's no person that is so perfect that they can just come and see the Lord.
我们说都是主的恩典。
But we say that it is because of the grace of the Lord.
但是在另外一面来讲。
But on the other hand,
也有神的儿女常常他就觉得我大摇大摆的，我就可以这样子来到神面前。
On the other hand, there are people that think that they could just live their life so loosely and they could still come to the Lord.
可能刚刚发了一大顿脾气。
Maybe they just threw a tantrum.
他说不在于我的行为，我的表现，在恩典里，我大摇大摆的就来到神面前。
But then they would claim that it is not what I have done, I could still come to the Lord.
我相信就着我们蒙恩的地位来讲，的确我们有这样的一个权利。
But I believe that, yes, it is true that we have now taken on a new position. We can do that.
但是神在我们身上他有一个更高的旨意。
But yet, the Lord has a higher ruling for us.
我们从一个敬畏，我们看见敬虔，我们看见真实的敬拜。
That we can only truly worship the Lord when we are in reverence.
我们有没有觉得说这个恩典太大了？
Now, don't you believe that this grace is too big for us?
像我这样的人，我竟然能够来朝见神。
That for a sinner such as I can still come to the Lord.
你来到这位荣耀的神的面前。
Come to this glorious God.
我们有没有一个敬畏的心？
Do we actually fear this God?
哦，我们多少时候远离他，违背他的心意？
How often do we turn away and how often do we keep distance?
多少时候我们里面肉体在那里翻腾？
And how much time do we just obey our flesh?
我们在自己的里面，在心思的里面，常常得罪我们的神。
That when we dwell in our flesh, when we dwell in our own lusts, how often do we keep away from the Lord?
这边告诉我们说，当存畏惧侍奉耶和华。
But here it says, worship the Lord with reverence.
我们里面有一个敬畏，有一个害怕。
That in us we should have this respect and fear.
敬畏他的人。我们不敢得罪神。
The one who fears the Lord do not want to offend God.
但是真实的敬畏呢？你说我怕神，可是真实的敬畏很稀奇，会让你更多的愿意来亲近他。
But a true reverence not only means that you fear the Lord, but at the same time you want to come closer to the Lord.
这边讲的真是好，当以嘴亲子。
He says, do homage to the Son,
恐怕他发怒,
so that he may not become angry,
以免我们存着畏惧侍奉耶和华,
because we serve him with a heart of fear,
以免呢, 里面又受很深的吸引,
And then on the other hand, we are being drawn closer to Him.
神何等的盼望我们来亲近他。
And how God wants us to come closer to Him.
有这么多的应许。
That He has so many promises for us.
我们亲近神，神就必亲近我们。
And when we come close to Him, He will be close to us.
他爱我们，就爱我们到底。
And He will love us till the end.
神渴望我们来亲近他。
And our Lord wants us to come close to Him.
但是弟兄姊妹，畏惧是一个蒙福的。我们蒙福的一个生命。
But brothers and sisters, to have a life of fear is actually a life of blessing.
敬畏耶和华。
To be in reverence of Jesus.
箴言九章十节说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Proverbs chapter 9:10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
认识至圣者便是聪明。
And the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
22章第四节说，敬畏耶和华心存谦卑。
And Proverbs 22:4 says, the reward of humility and the fear of the Lord are riches.
就得富有尊荣生命为赏赐。
Are riches, honor, and life.
31章30节说，艳丽是虚假的。
And 31:30 says, charm is deceitful.
美容是虚浮的。
And beauty is vain.
唯有见为耶和华的妇女必得称赞。
But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised.
我相信这一节还不只是写给姐妹讲的。
And I believe that these words goes more than just to the sisters.
弟兄仍然一样要认识到敬畏耶和华必得称赞。
Brothers should also understand that he who fears the Lord, he shall be praised.
不是在于外面的。
It is not what you show externally.
神看见我们心到底是如何。
God sees our heart and our will.
有没有敬畏他？
Are we fearing him?
有没有在敬畏的里面，弟兄姊妹，我们受一个吸引，我们来亲近我们的主。
Are we fearing him? Yet on the other side, we are being drawn closer to him.
那我们认识什么才是真正的敬畏。
So let us understand what it means to fear and respect.
多少时候，当我们自己无论在思想里面，在我们言语上，弟兄姊妹，我们天然的生命出来了。
How often that when we do things or when we have a thought that it is just the lust of our flesh?
用圣灵常常在里面光照提醒。
So let the Spirit remind us.
在我们里面有一个敬畏。
To warn us that you be feared.
我们生活是活在神的面前。
That when we live our life, we live our life before the Lord.
我们真愿意在主面前，我们不敢随便。
So let us be willing and not be loose on what we do.
唯有他是主。
Because only He is the Lord.
他是这位圣洁的。
He is this holy God.
他是这位公义的。
He is this just God.
他也是这位充满了慈爱的。
And He is also the God who is filled with love.
今天我们能够说他是我的主，他是我的神。
Today we call Him our Lord and our God.
我们不愿意在我们的里面用我们的自己，用我们的心思，在我们的口中来得罪我们的神。
So let us not live our life or open our mouth to offend this God.
这是一个敬畏的生命。
And this is the life of respect and fear.
承认他是这位神。
To proclaim that he is God.
哦，弟兄姊妹，但是我们在诗篇里面，我们在圣经当中认识一个真正的敬畏，叫我们更多的来亲近他。
But then let us truly understand from the book of Psalms that when we are truly in reverence of God, we want to be closer to him to understand him.
今天神他不是远远在高天之上。
That today our God is not so far far away up in heaven.
主耶稣得着了一切的权柄。
That Jesus now has all the sovereignty.
他升天，他得着荣耀。
He has ascended, he is glorified.
他当得我们的敬拜。
And he deserves our praise.
弟兄姊妹，我们当敬畏他。
So brothers and sisters, rightfully we need to praise him.
但是主也住在我们的里面。
But on the other hand, Lord also dwells in us.
他时刻与我们同在。
That he is with us always.
他常常在里面来呼唤我们。
And always he is calling your name.
哦，叫我们来就近他。
Calling our name to be close to him.
我们感谢主。
So thanks to the Lord.
求主带我们进入一个真实的敬畏。
And let the Lord take us into a true worship.
我们再来一起来看敬虔。
And now let's understand godliness.
请我们读提前第三章十六节。
Let's read 1 Timothy 3:16.
大哉敬虔的奥秘，为人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信
心，
被接待荣耀。他说：“大哉敬虔的奥秘。”
He said, "Great is the mystery."
什么是敬虔的奥秘呢？
What is the mystery of godliness?
我们看刚刚他翻的英文，这个敬虔就是 godliness， 也就是一个像神。
Godliness is the likeness of God.
不是说我们只是重在一个外面的行为表现。
Not only the external doing of us.
是一个像神的生命所活出来，所彰显出来的生活。
But it's how much of your life is like God.
大哉敬虔的奥秘
He said, Great is the mystery of godliness.
是什么呢？
What is it?
关键就是在于神在肉身显现。
Meaning that it is the Lord who is revealed in the flesh.
是神显现出来。
It is God revealing himself.
是神彰显出来。
It is God showing his thanks.
我们都知道这段圣经，它一面是讲到耶稣基督，他为我们道成了肉身。
Now here on this verse, we understand that on one hand it's telling us that Jesus incarnated as man.
从来没有人看见过神。
No one has ever seen God before.
父怀中的独生子将他表明出来。
But it is only the Son of God who he revealed himself.
当主耶稣来到地上，
When Jesus came to this world,
他把这位荣耀的神在肉身里面彰显出来。
He revealed to us the glory of God.
叫人能够认识到这位荣耀的神到底是怎么样的一位神。
So that man can now understand and see God.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见主所彰显出来的跟当时候犹太人他们所认识的有很大很大的差距。
Now we can see from the Bible that when Jesus was incarnated, what he is showing as God is very different from what the Jews at that time thought about.
犹太人他们相信，他们也觉得他们认识这位独一的真神。
The Jews thought that they already knew who God was.
但是当主彰显出来，他没有什么加行美容。
But when Jesus revealed himself, he did not come in beauty.
他的道路越走越卑微。
And then he took on a humble path.
这些犹太人他们不愿意接受这位弥赛亚怎么是这样子。
And the Jews were not willing to admit that this is their Messiah.
他怎么多受痛苦，他怎么常经忧患。
And how would our Messiah be in suffering?
最后他们弃绝了这位主。
And at the end the Jews forsake Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，但是真实当我们眼睛得开的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when our eyes is truly opened,
耶稣基督他就是这位荣耀的神。
Then we see that Jesus is God.
他把神的荣耀尊贵彰显出来。
And he revealed to us all the glory of God.
神的荣耀尊贵是显于他的卑微，他的受苦里面。
And God's glory was revealed through his humble flesh in his doing.
不是说当主耶稣胜过了仇敌，他从死里复活，他那个时候才显出神的荣耀来。
It is not only revealed when he was resurrected in glory, but his whole life.
在他卑微的里面，他就在彰显神的荣耀和尊贵。
When he was in his humble form, he was already revealing the glory of God.
这是天然的人所没有办法接受，没有办法看见的。
This is something that natural man would never understand.
这个卑微跟这个荣耀好像连不起来。
Because they could never see the connection between the humbleness and the glory.
但是主所彰显的就是在他肉身的里面。
But what the Lord has revealed was revealed through his flesh.
弟兄姊妹，这段圣经一面讲到主他怎么样把这位荣耀的神表明出来。
Brothers and sisters, in these words, on one hand, it shows us how Jesus revealed his glory in his flesh.
他是神在肉身显现。
That he is the incarnated God.
被圣灵称义。
And he was also vindicated in the spirit.
被天使看见。
Seen by the angels.
被传于外邦。
Who claimed among the nations.
被自然幸福被接在荣耀里。
Believe in the world taken up in glory.
另外一面来讲，这段圣经也是讲到每一位神的儿女。
On the other hand, these words also describes all the children of God.
什么是敬虔的奥秘？
What is the mystery of godliness?
讲到神在肉身显现。
It tells us that it is when God is revealed in the flesh.
今天我们蒙恩得救了。
Today we are saved.
主的生命就住在我们的里面。
And the life of our Lord is now in us.
虽然我们常有软弱，常有失败。
Even though we fall short and we are weak.
但是这个生命是真实的。
But yet the life in you is real.
是耶稣基督复活的生命。
It is the resurrected life of Christ.
但是他复活的大能。
It is with the power of resurrection.
这个生命从我们这些人身上要 彰显出来。
And it is this life that wants to be viewed through us.
我相信神的儿女都经历到。
I believe that you have this experience.
我们说我们的生命有何等奇妙的大改变。
We can all say that our life is changed amazingly.
我们改变了。
That we are now a changed man.
当我信主以后，我改变了。
After we believe in the Lord, we are changed.
不单从地位上来讲，我们改变了。
Not only we have taken on a new position.
过去我们在罪恶之中。
Before we're only indwelling in sin,
我们对罪所辖制
indulge in sin.
我们过去没有指望，没有神
Before we were hopeless without God,
我们充满了恐惧
and we were only filled with fear.
我们不晓得我们是从哪里来，我们往哪里去
We didn't know where we came from. We didn't know where we are to go.
在那一天，我们接受了耶稣基督，成为我们的救主
But on the day when we believe in Christ,
我们说我们改变了
We are changed.
我们知道我们的罪得了赦免。
We now know that our sins are forgiven.
我们得着一个新的生命，是永远的生命。
We have received this new eternal life.
我们有一个荣耀的盼望。
We have now this glorious hope.
我们里面充满了喜乐。
And now in us is filled with joy.
弟兄姊妹，每一个神的儿女在我们身上都有一个大的神迹。
Brothers and sisters, I tell you that all of the children.Have received a miracle.
我们的生命有何等奇妙的大改变。
And how our life are now all changed.
但是很多的时候，我们常常见证是停在我们蒙恩得救的那一个时候。
But a lot of times our only testimony is the testimony that we are saved.
今天主告诉我们，不只叫我们得生命。
Today the Lord tells us that not only we have received a new life.
他叫我们要得的更丰盛。
But he wants to give us a life of fullness.
要得更丰盛的生命。
A more prosperous life.
他说你不单只是一个得救的基督徒。
And he said you're not only barely saved.
在神的心意中非常的重要，是要有一个有见证的基督徒。
But God's will is to have Christians that are filled with testimony.
一个基督徒和一个有见证的基督徒，这差别非常非常的大。
A bare Christian and a Christian with testimonies are very different people.
很多时候我们得救了。
A lot of time we are saved.
但是也许我还有很多过去的习惯。
But there are still a lot of old habits.
我并没有一下子全部都改变了。
And I don't change any of the habits.
还有很多老旧的。
And I have a lot of old self in me.
虽然我们都承认我里面有一个新的生命。
Even though we proclaim that we now have a new life.
我有一个大的改变。
I have a new change.
但是弟兄姊妹那个改变从得救开始，那是一个起步。
Now, brothers and sisters, I'll let you know that when you're saved, it is only the beginning of your change.
有一次我到一个教会去讲道。
One day I went to a church to give a sermon.
他们特别有一个报告。
And they have a special announcement.
在停车场啊，他们画了一块区域。
That they said that in the parking lot there's this new zone.
他们说那个区域叫做抽烟区。
And then they said that this zone is the zone for smokers.
是有一些蒙恩得救了
that yes, there are people that are saved.
还有甚至可能还有一些福音朋友
and there might be gospel friends.
那在教堂里面呢，他们也不方便抽烟
so of course you can't smoke inside the church.
啊，那个教会他们就特别划定了一个区域啊，叫做抽烟区
that's why they've now separated a zone for the smokers outside.
所以聚会结束的时候，你看见好些人站在那个区域的里面
so after the meeting, people who smoke will go over there.
是的，我们可能还有很多过去的习惯，它也没有一下子就改变。
Yes, there are habits from our old life that are still not changed.
是不是得救了呢
？But are we saved?
当然是得救了。
Of course you are.
是不是得着了一个新的生命呢
？Did you receive a new life?
这都是真实的。
Absolutely true.
但是弟兄姊妹，今天主教我们不是停在仅仅得救。
But brothers and sisters, the Lord wants us to be more than just barely saved.
让我们生命长大。
The Lord wants us to grow.
叫我们得着更丰盛的生命。
To grow into a life of fullness.
神在肉身显现。
To be viewed in the flesh.
这是敬虔的奥秘。
And that'sthe mystery of godliness.
过去可能我们想到什么叫敬虔。
Before, if we might not understand what is godliness.
我眼观鼻观心的，我好像什么坏事也不做，这恐怕就是最敬虔的表现。
That I look into a mirror and then I'm not guilty of nothing, then I think I am godliness.
真正的敬虔让主活出来。
But the true godliness is when you can reveal the Lord in your flesh.
我们说耶稣基督他是我们的榜样。
That we could say that Jesus is our example.
保罗说你们要 效法我，如同我效法基督。
And Paul says that you should be like me, like I am like Christ.
但是这些效法不是从外面靠着我的天然力量来学的。
But to be like someone is not when we forcefully do something externally.
是走在一条路叫做十字架的道路。
But it is when you walk on the path of the cross.
在这条路上，我们才有可能。宣告我们可能真实经历到不再是我乃是基督。
And it is when you're truly walking on this path that you can proclaim that it is not I but Christ.
让主活出来。
To reveal Christ in your flesh.
Godliness, 这是真实的敬虔。
The work of godliness, the true godliness.
提摩太前书四章第八节。
1 Timothy 4:8.
他说操练身体益处还少。
He says for bodily discipline is only of little profit.
唯独敬虔凡事都有益处。
But godliness is profitable for all things.
也有今生和来生的应许。
Since its whole promise for the present life and also for the life to come.
这不是告诉我们不要操练身体。
It doesn't say that do not take care of your body.
益处还少，还是有益处的。
Even though there is little profit, yet still some.
但是我们有没有去操练敬虔的生活？
But now are we practicing our godliness?
很多的时候，你需要在意志里面，我们拣选。我们走在十字架的路上。
That there are times you have to hold your will so that you choose godliness.
我们拣选基督，他是我们的生命。
That you choose Christ to live out His life.
我拣选放下我那老旧的自己。
And I choose to deny my old self.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天有这个权利，你能够做一个拣选。
Brothers and sisters, today you have the power to choose.
因为主已经在十字架完成了这所有的工作。
Because our Lord has completed His work on the cross.
在事实上，在地位里面，他死了，我们在他里面和他一同死了。
And being allowed in truth, in reality, that we have now taken on the same position as He.
今天太多时候，我们保护我们那个老旧的自己。
But yes, there are so many times that we're still holding so tightly to our old self.
我们不愿意放下来。
Not willing to let go.
也许我们知识里面也知道那个老旧的自己已经死了。
Maybe in knowledge we understand that our old life is supposed to be dead.
可是在我们来讲还是那么宝贵。
Yet we are never letting it go.
所以一些小事情叫我们受很大的痛苦。
So even little things can bring us big suffering.
常常这些痛苦你不让它过去。
And if you do not let this suffering go by.
弟兄姊妹，因为我们没有做一个对的拣选。
Because brothers and sisters, you never make that choice.
今天是不是我们都知道你可以拣选放下你自己？
Today, don't you know that you can choose to deny yourself?
因为这是一个事实，我们已经与基督一同死了。
Because now it is the fact that the old life has died.
仇敌欺骗我们，就在我们的老旧的天然生命里面。
And Satan is still telling you that you have this old life.
主要叫我们得做一个完全的释放。
But the Lord wants us to release this new life.
今天为什么主的生命常常我们自己都觉得为什么活不出来呢？
Then why do we always struggle to live out this new life?
从年轻时候可能我们就唱哦我要像你，哦我要像你。
When we were younger, we always sing the songs, I want to be more like you.
唱了好多年，我们仍然承认主我们实在是不像你。
And after many years of singing the same song, we're still not like him.
盼望我们彼此勉励。
But I hope that we can encourage each other.
主叫我们得着一个更丰盛的生命。
That the Lord wants us to have a mature life.
让他的生命从我们这些卑微人身上，他要活出来，彰显出来。
To let his life revealed in our humble flesh.
那个敬虔，多少时候，就在你生活最小的事上。我们需要经过操练的。
And this godliness is practiced through all the little things you experience every day.
常常你一下遇见一件事情。
Sometimes when you see a struggle.
就在那个当口。
It is at that point.
就是你一个操练的机会。
Is your time for you to practice.
我愿不愿意放下我的自己。
Are we willing to let go of the old self?
很多时候在夫妻关系的时候，很多这样的机会。
There are many, many times if you're married.
你在那个当口，你说我愿意放下自己。
It is at that moment that you have to practice that I'm going to deny myself.
哦，我真愿意让主活出来。
And I'm willing to reveal Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这是需要你时刻抓住这些机会，我们需要操练的。
Brothers and sisters, it is important to you to take hold of these opportunities and do the right choice.
操练身体益处还少。
For bodily discipline is only of little profit.
但是我们都愿意，还愿意常常去操练它。
But still, take care of your body.
但是对于敬虔， 我们有没有发现说是我们需要经常的常常的我们在敬虔上也要有操练
But for godliness, it takes a lot of practice every day.
因为在每一个拣选
Because in every choice you make,
弟兄姊妹你做一个对的拣选
Brothers and sisters, if when you make the right choice,
就是一个机会让你的生命长大
Then is a time for your,your spirit to grow.
但是我们这样讲有些人一讲到运动他们就觉得好像是一个苦差事
But when we talk about working out or taking care of your body, sometimes it sounds like it's work.
所以很多时候你看那个我认识一个弟兄我们家那边开了一个健身的那个地方哈他一开门的时候一个特价他说他买了三年的这个 membership 哈
And there's a brother that lives very close to me that when their new gym was open near my house he said I went to join a promotion that gives me 3 years of membership
但是我跟他谈的时候已经过了一年多了
And then when I talked to him it's now been a year and then some
他说他一次还没去过
And he said I've never gone there even once
有一些人刚开始一个礼拜去个五天
Or maybe when people just start they will go 5 times a week
后来三天
Maybe then 3 times a week
两天
2 times a week
就几个礼拜去一次
and then slowly maybe once every couple of weeks
想说每一次要去运动每一次你再天天去你每一次动的时候你还是会累的
and every time when you go work out you get tired
也许你肌肉还是会酸的
maybe your muscle gets sore
但是你什么时候能够享受或者是说你觉得 我不去就很难受
then when can you get into the habit such that if you don't go you don't feel right
这就是正常了哈
And then that became a habit.
但我们讲的这个不过是操练身体
But we're only talking about taking care and making disciplines of your body.
但是我们有没有想过我们要操练敬虔呢
But don't you think it's the same to practice your godliness?
今天大家知识都很多了
Today I think we're filled with different knowledge.
也许我们听十架的信息也听了好多年了
Maybe we have heard many, many, many sermons.
你讲起来 我们都能讲
Maybe you could all talk a sermon.
但是很多事情你不是看人家这个运动那个运动你天天看电视你还是不会啊
But then I tell you that if you just keep hearing it it doesn't mean that you know how to do it
你想要学一个东西你要从最基本的动作真的去操练它
If you want to learn something you have to start from practicing the easiest steps
不操练它你没有办法进入的
To practice it, to do it then you get to learn it
你也没有办法真正去享受的
And without really knowing how to do it, you will never enjoy the result.
有些人他说我是怎么炒的一口好菜，他就是会讲哈。有人是一口好球哈，他会评论，但他自己从来没有真正的去做过。
So there are people that they like to eat, and then they know how to give good reviews, or if they can play, but then they know how to enjoy the basketball.
但是你运动这方面呢，你说操练身体，很多方面你需要真正的去操练以后，你才能享受那一个运动。
But I tell you, just like working out, by only seeing, you will never get the results. You have to do it.
你没有把基本动作练练练练练，你很难去真的去享受它的。
If you don't learn all the fundamentals, you will never be good at it.
其实属灵的生命跟我们属灵的生活是连在一起的。
And that is the same for our spiritual life. That is, connected to our spiritual living.
光有知识不能帮助我们。
To just have knowledge will never help you.
只要我们去操练。
You have to practice it.
啊，你真正进入了以后，你发现说这是一个蒙福的道路。
It is when you truly do it, then you will learn that this is a blessed path.
十架的道路是那么的真实，那么的具体。
The path of the cross is so real and is so close.
是我们蒙福的路。
It is a blessed path.
不是讲到十架道路要牺牲，好像大家。好像要上战场那样子要牺牲自己要怎么样受苦
When we talk about the path of the cross when you have to deny yourself doesn't mean that you have to go onto the battlefield and give your life
你真正的进入弟兄姊妹主给我们太多的祝福
But to truly walk this path is just all around you filled with blessings
我们人生里面多少的痛苦是从我们天人出来的
That I tell you that a lot of the sufferings came from our old flesh
多少的捆绑辖制都在我们天人的里面
A lot of constraints and restraints came with our old self
今天主要我们认识到敬虔是神在肉身显现
And today God wants us to understand the mystery of godliness is to reveal Christ
放下自己
To deny ourselves
其实这是主在十架上已经为我们做成的
And in fact that's exactly what Jesus did on the cross
我们可以做这个拣选
That now we can make the same choice
不再是我。
It is no longer I,
乃是基督在我里面活。
But Christ who dwells in me,
让主活出来。
So we view Christ in our flesh,
这是敬虔。
That's godliness.
第三个我们讲到敬拜。
And thirdly, we're going to talk about worship.
把圣经当中约翰福音第四章是一章里面特别我们看见主在那里告诉我们什么是真实的敬拜。
Now in John chapter 4, Jesus told us personally what it means to worship.
主耶稣来到撒玛利亚。
That Jesus now come to Samaria.
撒玛利亚是犹太人通常不愿意去的地方。
And Samaria is a place that the Jews despise.
撒玛利亚人他们宗教是混杂的。
And the Samarians, they have many, many religions.
他们种族是混杂的。
And the race is mixed.
犹太人是不愿意跟他们在一起。
So that's why the Jews despise them.
你觉得他们是不洁净的。
And thought that they're the filthy.
那一天主耶稣特别来到撒玛利亚。
But that one day Jesus purposely came to Samaria.
在一个正午。
On a noon.
巴勒斯坦地方正午是非常炎热。
Now in Samaria, noontime is very hot.
主他坐在一个井旁。
And Jesus sat beside a well.
他向一个撒玛利亚的妇人要水喝。
And he spoke to a woman and asked her for a drink of water.
而且弟兄姊妹，我们从这段圣经里面，我们看见主和他的对话，怎么样把这个妇人能够带到一个真实的敬拜里面。
And brothers and sisters, through the conversation between Jesus and this woman, we could see how Jesus brought her to him with his words.
这个妇人对主的认识原本就是在他是一位犹太人。
And all these women knew about Jesus was that he was a Jew.
然后认识他是一位先生。
And he only knew that he may be a Levi.
主告诉他说你有五个丈夫。
But then Jesus said that you have five husbands.
但是你现在有的还不是你的丈夫。
But yet the one that you're with now is not even your husband.
我想这个妇人吓了一大跳。
And then this woman was in shock.
她本来告诉主说她没有丈夫。
And then this woman said to Jesus, no, I don't have any husband.
主把她真实的情形显露出来。
But it is Jesus who has revealed her true self.
她承认说你是一位先知。
And then now the woman said to him, Sir, I think that you are a prophet.
那这妇人就讲到我们在这个山上礼拜。
And then this woman started talking that we worship in this mountain.
你们倒说礼拜的地方或者敬拜的地方应该是在耶路撒冷。
But then the Jews would say that the only place to worship is in Jerusalem.
主耶稣怎么回答？
And then what did Jesus say to her?
我们一起来读一下21节到第24节。
So let's read 21 through 24.
耶稣说，妇人，你当信我。
And now you have to know, neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father.
耶路撒冷你们所拜的，你们不知道；我们所拜的，我们知道。因为旧约是从犹太人出来的，是不是？如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵则诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是个灵，所以拜他的，必须用心灵则诚实拜他。主告诉他说
：“So Jesus said to her.”
时候将到，你们拜父也不在这个山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
That an hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father.
敬拜不在于在什么地方。
That to worship doesn't matter where you are.
我们说神儿女一同聚会，我们说感谢主，我们一同敬拜神。
When the brother and sister scatter together, we will say that worship the Lord.
很多时候，现在的年轻人常一讲到敬拜，就是一个 worship team. 他说这就是敬拜。
And for the younger people, they may think that worship is just singing songs.
就说敬拜不在于哪一个地方。
But then Jesus said that it does not matter where you worship.
敬拜从我们的心里面开始。
He says that we worship in spirit.
他讲到真正要用心灵和诚实来拜他。
That the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth.
因为神是个灵。
Because God is spirit.
真正的敬拜是用心、用灵和真来敬拜他。
And those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth.
不在灵里面就不是一个真实的敬拜。
If you're not worshiping in your spirit, then it's not a true worship.
所以当我们认识到什么才是真实的敬拜。
So now let us understand what is a true worship.
今天我们说敬拜是承认只有他是神。
Today we understand that to worship is when we proclaim that he is the only true God.
神告诉以色列百姓 唯有我是神。
And God told his people, said, I am the only God.
除我以外，你们不能有其他的神。
And aside from I, you cannot have any other God.
真正的敬拜，我们说 He is the Lord, 他是主，他是神。
When we worship, we will say that He is the Lord, He is the only true God.
当我们这样子来到神的面前，
It is when we come to the Lord in that condition.
用灵，用真来敬拜他。
In spirit and in truth, we worship.
承认唯有他是神，唯有他是主。
When we confess that He is the only true God.
敬拜不在于外面的仪式怎么样。
To worship is not just a ritual that we perform.
不在于你所在的地点是如何。
It does not matter where you are.
所以以前有一个老弟兄。
So before I, there was an older brother.
主日聚完会了。
And after Sunday worship.
他离开那个聚会的地方。
He left the church.
他转过身来向教堂鞠一个躬。
And then he turned around and he bowed to the church.
他说主耶稣下个礼拜见。
And he said, Jesus, I'll see you next week.
对他来讲，敬拜是在一个地方。
For him, to worship means to be at one place.
所以叫做做礼拜。
So that's why he goes and have Sunday worship.
Sunday worship, 他是做礼拜的基督徒，所以呢，做完了礼拜呢，就下个礼拜再来。
So he is a Sunday Christian, so that's why he's only a Christian on Sunday.
主告诉这个妇人说，不是在这个基利心山，也不是在耶路撒冷。
But Jesus said to this woman that it is neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship.
不是在外面的
，not externally.
不是在一个仪式
，not any ritual we perform.
用灵，用真来敬拜。
But we worship in spirit and in truth.
或者讲说用真实的灵来敬拜。
In other words, we are using our true spirit to worship.
弟兄姊妹。主要得着真实的敬拜来归给他。
Brothers and sisters, let us understand the true meaning of worship.
真实的敬拜从我们的最深之处，从我们的生活来彰显出来。
A true worship comes from the deepest of our heart in all the little things we do.
当我们这次讲到敬畏、敬虔与敬拜。
So this time we talk about to fear, to in godliness and to worship.
我们先来读一下诗篇好第五篇第七节。
Now let's read Psalm 5:7.
至于我，我必
使
你丰盛的慈爱进入你的圣所。
I will enter your house.
我必
以
敬畏你的心向你的圣殿下拜。这边讲到一句，敬畏你的心向你的圣殿下拜。
And here at your holy temple, I will bow in reverence for you.
真实的敬拜需要从一个真实的敬畏里面来开始的。
A true worship comes from a true reverence of God.
真正的敬畏神或者怕神，并不是叫我们远离神。
A true reverence of God or to fear God does not mean that we set ourselves apart from God.
我们说存着畏惧侍奉耶和华。
But that we serve Him with fear.
但是我们却向前与子来亲嘴。
And yet, on the other hand, we also pay homage to the Son.
这个敬拜原来的意思，也就是向前来亲。
To worship, another meaning means that you step forward to give a kiss.
我们存着敬畏的心，向他的圣殿来下拜。
That with a heart of fear, we come into His house to bow.
一个真正有敬畏神这样的一个生命。
That it is someone who truly in reverence.
我们会来亲近他。
That these are the people we want to come closer.
这是一个何等的关键，叫我们知道说，我怕我自己。
And this is a crucial point that we're no longer fearing ourselves.
我怕得罪神。
But I do not want to offend my God.
因为你怕自己，你愿意说我能够放下自己。
And then you're so afraid so that you will now deny your own self.
然后我们才能带进来。主的生命才有可能从我们这些人身上活出来。
So that you could now start revealing Christ who is in you.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个敬虔的生活。
And brothers and sisters, that's a life of godliness.
我们有很多的圣经的知识。
That we may have a lot of knowledge from the Bible.
主他的道路是怎么样的卑微。
But and what the path Jesus took.
他怎么样被人家羞辱辱骂，主怎么样不还口。
And how he was suffering and how he was despised But he didn't do anything.
他的温柔，他的忍耐，他的贞坚。
He never fought back, and he was always in meekness.
是好多好多，我们说主你有太多的美德。
All he has done, we'll say these are the good, good quality of Christ.
是美中最美，你是甜中最甜。
And he is the most beautiful and most sweetness of all.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果主是主，我们是我们。
But brothers and sisters, if the God is God and we are we.
这个神的心意还没有办法成就在我们的身上。
Then you will still never understand what His will really is.
主的心是不会满足的。
That the Lord will not be satisfied.
今天主要我们进入一个所谓的敬虔的生活。
Until we start living a life of godliness.
需要我们彼此勉励。
So let's encourage each other.
需要我们操练的。
It takes time to practice.
求主救我们脱离好多的道理。
And we ask that Jesus will take us away from knowledge.
我们不是说不需要这些道，道理是一个根基。我们需要开启我们的眼睛，我们需要真实的来走路。
We are not saying that knowledge is useless, but I want to let you know to truly live out this life, you need to practice.
哪一次你真实做一个拣选？
Whenever you truly sit down and make the right choice,
放下你的自己
to deny yourself.
弟兄姊妹，你经历到耶稣基督是你的生命。
Then brothers and sisters, at that time you experience Christ's life in you.
这个生命能够胜过你老旧的生命。
And this life of godliness will overcome your old life.
这才是一个真实的机会，让生命能够长大。
And that is a point where your life will mature.
可能我们想说时间过去太快了。
And then we always say that time flies by.
弟兄姊妹，在末后的时代
，Brothers and sisters, at the end of time,
是必须要较真的时候了。
I tell you that you now have to understand the truth.
斗拳不是打空气的，斗拳不是打空气的。
Oh, that when we are not fighting against just air.
这个征战是非常的真实的。
This battle is real.
我们的肉体不能来面对这样的一个征战。
That our flesh cannot withstand this.
但是我们看见今天的软弱，今天神儿女的软弱，教会的软弱，因为我们没有真实操练，让主的生命活出来。
But today we may be weak, the church may be weak, brothers and sisters may be weak, is because we do not practice enough.
但是这个活出来，弟兄姊妹，其实在你生活上你会经历到是太大的一个祝福。
But it is when you make the choice and when you reveal Christ, then you receive this great blessing.
今天不是另外一个律法来要求你。
Today it is not a law that is asking you to abide.
因为我们的天然实在没有什么好值得去爱惜的。
Because we understand that our old self is nothing lovable.
我们都爱了一辈子自己。
But yet we still love our flesh.
但是什么时候我们看见说我那个老旧的生命像一块破烂的布一样。
And when we will understand that our old life is just like an old piece of cloth.
我们看见说保罗他怎么样，他万事是如粪土一样。
And then how Paul said that everything to him is trash.
我们才会拣选那个上好的。
It is when that time you will realize that you want to pick the better things.
我们的自尊心，我们的骄傲，我们的己生命，弟兄姊妹，我们在拣选的时候，这些都是我们需要操练的。
That we will deny the lust, that we will deny the flesh, we will deny the pride, and we will make the right choice.
放下你的自己。
To deny our own self.
不再自我，乃是基督在我里面活。
And to proclaim that it is no longer I, but Christ who lives in me.
这是一个太大的释放。
And that will be a great release.
就是这样子带我们弟兄姊妹从生活里面，你在一个最小的事情上。
And then the Lord said that we can practice this in the littlest things.
我们来一同经历主他可以活出来的。
So let us all experience and reveal Christ.
主的活出，主的彰显。
It is when we revealed our Lord.
才能叫我们站在一个蒙恩的地位，让主出来，他来掌权在我们的四围。
Then it is at that point that we let Jesus take sovereignty of our life.
影响我们的家庭。
So that we could use our life to rub against the other life.
影响我们，也许在工作的场合。
To influence our coworkers.
在教会中有一个正面的影响。
And in a church, we have a positive effect of all.
让我们的生命度量都能够一同长大。
So let all our lives grow together.
敬畏、敬虔、敬拜。
To fear, to be in godliness, to worship.
求主激励我们。我们一同再来唱诗歌130首。
Let's sing Psalm 130.
何等权柄耶稣尊名。
All hail the power of Jesus' name.